Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
That is right. Anthony Gallo back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call, as always, and I got you all the way till 5 a.m. If you're coming home from SummerSlam day one, we can talk a little bit of that later. Mets win. We get a Knicks extension. Everything's looking up. We're at Giants camp earlier this week. That was a great day. The Jets seem to be, you know, having a great camp. And then here comes the New York Yankees. After what was a great deadline day for both Brian Cashman and David Stearns, here comes the New York Yankees to ruin the mood. Here comes the New York Yankees to not just regress, but do it comically in Miami against, let's be fair, a very good Miami Marlins team over the last 45 games, 30-15. But the Yankees, the time for excuses is over. The time for defending every single guy on this roster and falling on the sword for Aaron Boone is over. It's time for accountability. Brian Cashman goes out and makes the trades. He adds to the team. He goes out there and gives you a chance to compete in a very mediocre American League. And the Yankees reward that with an embarrassing display Friday night and again Saturday. Whether it's base running blunders, mistakes in the field, not capitalizing with the offense, or not showing up with the offense, not capitalizing on good pitching, not executing pitches in major moments, the same things that have plagued the Yankees since the start of June have plagued them till August, what is now 3rd. And I come on here, me, Anthony Gallo, I come on here as a Mets fan and I defend the Yankees consistently. You guys confuse me for a Yankee fan all the time. I can't defend them anymore. And it started last night, not even just the way they lost, the reaction to the loss. And then today, an embarrassing display at the plate, non-competitive at-bats, in the field, sloppy play, terrible base running. Whether you want to point out Jazz on first or Grisham, who is getting a pass, whether it's the third base coach or Grisham's fault, getting thrown out by a mile on that hit to left field by Stanton. It's embarrassing. This is embarrassing. There's no more defending it. I've spent months trying to sell Yankees with a glass half full mentality, and it's gone. The glass is empty. You now fall a half game behind the Red Sox. You only sit a game and a half above the Mariners. You're barely grasping on to a playoff spot. And now it's not just the Red Sox. It's not just the Mariners. But you got to worry about the Rangers, Cleveland, Kansas City. And you breathe life into the Rays in that series. There is no more defending this. I don't want to hear the manager come on after games and defend it. It's not about defending Anthony Volpe, which ironically enough has been their best hitter since the All-Star break. It's not about defending one guy. It's the entire freaking team. They don't pitch. They don't hit. They certainly don't field. And they can't run the bases. And we could blame the manager all we want, but this is the guy you got right now. Firing him on August 3rd is not changing anything. At some point, the players have to play. At some point, the players must be held accountable for their actions. And kudos to Boone. He does everything very classy. He brought Jazz into the dugout and probably screamed at him in there. And then he yelled at the first base coach to give you guys your show, you know, just to suffice the fan base. But at some point, the excuses have to end. The excuses have to end from the players. It has to end from the manager. It has to end from the general manager. But today is not a day to pile on Brian Cashman. The pieces are in place. On paper, this Yankees team is good enough to compete for a World Series. I don't want to hear it. There's a reason why they have a 96-run differential and are 9 games over 500. But that's the totality of the season. Since June 1st, they've been god-awful. Since June 1st, this has been one of the worst teams in baseball. And it's all of them. It's not just Volpe. I don't want to hear about you guys crying about Volpe anymore. It's not just Volpe. It's not the manager. It's every single guy on the roster. Max Fried started red hot. He's mediocre now. Rodon, back to being bad Rodon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Grisham, you know, the pumpkin, you know, he's turned back into the pumpkin. Everything that this team did in March, April, and May has been erased. Yes, there are some bright spots. Guys like, you know, Bellinger, you know, Stanton's played well. Volpe's been great since the All-Star break. 280, over 1,000 OPS. So you can't blame him for this. But the rest of this team has come back to earth. Dominguez is now struggling. Jazz is struggling. Judge is hurt. Grisham is now back to being a mediocre player. They've gotten nothing out of Goldschmidt for 2.5 months. And they've made moves. Ryan McMahon has been fine. He's actually been a breath of fresh air for this Yankees team. It would be a lot worse, too, if it wasn't for him taking care of business the other night. Austin Wells has been awful, and he's mostly gotten a pass. A lot of guys got a pass because all you guys did was focus on Anthony Volpe. And now that's passed because Volpe's killing it. So what's next? And I'm sure part of your solution as Yankee fans, as baseball fans, is going to say fire the manager. Okay, when you fire the manager, what changes? 888-808-1019. Something has to give. 16 errors since July 21st. That's 12 games. Most of those games, there are multiple errors being made. One of the games, they made 4 errors. It's embarrassing. The sloppy base running, Wells on Thursday. Again, we can all focus on what Jazz did today, which was awful. But what Wells did on Thursday was even worse. And then put on top of that, the sending of Grisham, and he gets thrown out by a mile, not even close. It's embarrassing. The base running mistakes have been happening now for 2 months. The poor defense has been happening now for more than 2 months, and it's not just Anthony Volpe. And if you talk to me on deadline day, I was like, this Yankees team gearing up for a big playoff push. But what do? They remind you how mediocre, how subpar they actually are. And if they didn't have the red hot April and May, where would they be? And this has been the common narrative with this team outside of last year, you know, when Soto's here, take away the 1 year with Soto. This has been a common theme with this Yankees team. Great in April and May, terrible the rest of the season. We saw it last year at times. We saw it more in 2023, in 2022. The 60 home run season, they started off red hot and then plummeted. Judge is going to come back. The offense isn't the problem. Yes, a day like today is not good. The offense isn't at an immediate deficit. It's not this massive weakness right now. Is Judge really going to change anything? He's around the team. He can still hold his guys accountable. And if you're going to call up and rip Aaron Boone, you better hold the guys that are supposed to be leaders in that clubhouse accountable as well. Yes, Judge is hurt. He's been there all season. He was there the entire month of June. The other leaders in the clubhouse, it's time to step up. What's Stanton saying? This is a complete failure. And if they somehow miss the playoffs, serious repercussions, not just to the manager and the front office, but to the roster, needs to happen. And again, I'm not blaming Cashman for any of this. How can you? The guy went out there and made every move he could make. No starting pitchers got moved. Nobody of note that is a starting pitcher got moved. Yes, you know, Soroka got traded. That's not changing anything for the Yankees. And whatever lifeless corpses the Braves decided to trade for, no starting pitcher got moved. Cashman nailed everything else. And I'm not too worried. Yes, they are part of the reason why they lost on Friday night. I'm not going to sit here and overreact to the first game that Duvall and Bednar and Bird. And Bird looked fine today. But I'm not going to overreact to one bad outing from a relief pitcher. But I am going to react appropriately to what has been 2.5 months of terrible baseball. Something has to change. Hopefully, you know, the silver lining is you're starting to get guys back. You're going to get Leiter back soon. Maybe in 2 to 3 days, you're getting Luis Gil back today. You hope to see Aaron Judge's name eventually. Right now, it's, you know, August 5th is the goal. They said he'll resume throwing on 8 to 13, but that's not going to hold him back from being brought back. But does any of this give you confidence that this team is turning it around? That Heal, Leiter, Judge, hopefully Fernando Cruz, is going to breathe life into this team? They don't really need that much in the bullpen. offensively, the team is what it is. But when you don't pitch on the days you hit, and you don't hit on the days you pitch, and you never field, and you never run the bases well, can you trust this team? Because I can't. I am fed up with this Yankees team. And I have been as, you know, easy on them as I could be. I have defended them tooth and nail, whether it's the GM, the manager, the players. I have defended this team. I thought this team was just as good as everyone else in the AL. And yet, I am proven wrong. When I look at the Astros, when I look at that Blue Jays team, the Tigers, the red-hot Red Sox, who somehow get rid of their franchise third baseman and have only been lights out since then. When I look at what the Mariners did at the deadline, and I'm not saying that the Yankees deadline is the reason why I'm looking at them differently. It's the fact that the guys that are here continue to make the same mistakes. But when I look at what the Mariners did at the deadline with that scary starting pitching, do I think the Yankees are better than them? I don't. And it's frustrating. And hopefully in 2 weeks, a week from now, I take a step back and maybe everything else changes. Right now, I do not view this team as a legit contender. I can't even guarantee they're going to make the playoffs. And that's embarrassing. When you trot out lineups every day with Jazz Chisholm, Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge when he gets back, and this is well before Aaron Judge got hurt, when you have a starting rotation that starts with Max Fried and Carlos Rodon, a bullpen of Devin Williams, Luke Weaver, and now you add Bednar, and you add Duvall, and you add Bird. This is not the expectation. This is not how you should be playing. Yet, they continue to fall on their face night in and night out. They gave you a little bit of something to believe in that last series. You started to think maybe at the end of that series, they were turning a corner. You take 3 or 4 from the Rays, and you start to think maybe they figured it out. And no, they have not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.